Sagt der Mishnah weiter und sagt, das Bava Kama, Perik, Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Their derech was, when it was time to fertilize the fields, they would take the zevel out to the Rishis Aram where people are walking. Why would I want to take my zevel out to the Rishis Aram where people are walking? Wouldn't I just want to put it into the field? I needed to fertilize the field, not to fertilize the street. Well, the answer is, as people are walking on it or wagons roll over it, it becomes better, breaks down more. And I'm allowed to do this? I can take my zevel and put it out on the street because it's good for me that people step on it? And the answer is yes. Because on the Naskein Hinchel Yeshua Sa'aretz, when Yeshua gave out Eretz Yisrael, he said you're going to have to do certain things that help each other. And you can't be makbid. But derech klal, no one gets hurt from this. And there are limitations. You can only put it there for 30 days, not any longer. Only during the time that fields are fertilized. Anyone that owns anything in Eretz Yisrael is because Yeshua gave it to your grandfather. Well, this is the condition that he got it. Now, some people didn't just take out their zevel, their actual fertilizer. They took out their tevin and their kash, their straw and their stubble. What's the difference between straw and stubble? What's the difference between tevin and kash? Tevin is the actual stalk. When you remove the kernels of wheat, what's left over is tevin. Kash is the part that's like still connected to the ground after you break off the top part. That's called the stubble. Either way, if you put this outside and people step on it long enough, it turns into zevel. But here, you have no permission to put it outside. It's because when it comes to tevin and kash, it's much harder. It's much more likely someone's going to stumble or trip into this. So it turns out as follows. If this isn't the time that people are taking out zevel, it doesn't make a difference what you take out. You're not allowed to do it, whether it's zevel itself or whether it's tevin or kash. And if you did do it, anyone can come and take it. I can't say, excuse me, that's mine. No, it's not. Chazal said, you put it out shaloi b'rishus, it's hefker. That's a knas the Chazal gave to the person who put it out shaloi b'rishus. During a time of hitzah zevel, where you're allowed to take it out. So when it comes to zevel, people aren't allowed to take it, because the man who put it here had rishus to put it here. When it comes to tevin and kash, he could take it, because one never has rishus to put out tevin and kash. Having said that, let's see our Mishnah. Sagt der Mishnah once again, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Hamoitzi as Tivnei, someone takes out his straw, his kashli, or his stubble, Rishus HaRabim, he puts it out into the Rishus HaRabim Lizvalim. He wants people to step on it, and therefore it's going to turn into Zevel. He has no right to do this. Zevel itself, the fertilizer itself, which is usually the dung of the animal, that you can take out. That's soft. There are times you can take it out, as long as you don't leave it there for more than 30 days. That's how Yeshua gave us the land, that we help each other. But as explained, tevin and kash that a person can trip over, you have no right to take out. Lemaisi took it out, v'huzik b'henacher, and someone else got hurt. Chayv b'niskli, you have to pay for the damages, to pay for what happened to him. Now, even if he had permission to take it out, even if it was zevel, the din is that if someone gets hurt, you have to pay for it. We learned that really in the previous mission. We said even though he had reshus to pour it out, but lemaisi, if someone gets hurt, you have to pay for it. Yeshua never meant to say that you don't have to pay for damages. But for sure here, in regard to the tevin and the kash, the straw and the stubble, we had no permission to put it out. Furthermore, says the Mishnah Vayter, Chala Kaidin, whoever is quicker, Bahen, to be zaycha in it, to pick it up for himself, zaycha, it's here. I take up my tevin and kash, I'm waiting for people to step on it, it should become fertilizer, along comes my next door neighbor, he's scooping it up, I'm saying, excuse me, and he says to me, excuse me, you had no rishus to put it out. And if you know the halacha, there's a knas that is called hefker. Vaitra zok the Mishnah, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, he comes to be myself. A kolam akalklin b'shus adam. Even things that were put down b'shus, if they are things that could cause damage, the ziku and damage was done, chayom and l'shalom, you have to pay for it. In other words, the Tanakhama just told me about tevin and kash, which he had no right to put out. Shimon ben Gamliel reminds us, even the zevel, which at certain times, you have rishus to put it out. But you're putting it out hoping no one's going to get hurt. If someone does get hurt, you have to pay for it. Furthermore, v'chalakaydim v'henzach, if you left something in the rishus haram, shaloi b'rishus, and someone asks Bezdin, can I take it? The answer is you can take it. Yem says, it's explained that there are two things. There's the guf and there's the shvach. Let's say tevin and kash. When I put it out to the rishus haram, let's say it's worth 20 sloi. After it becomes zevel, because enough people stepped on it, it's worth 25 sloi. So 20 is the Demeha Guf, and 5 is the Demeha Shvach. So if someone takes away my Tevin Akash that was already pressed out, I can't run after him and say, I want 25 back. No, it's Hefker, I took it. But Lemaisa, if he came to ask Bezdin, So Bezna would tell him, you can have five slum worth, the pot that it got better, because it got better in the Rosh Hashanah on your cheshbon. But the actual guf, we don't tell him to take. And this is what Rav Shimon ben Gamliel argues on. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, b'chala kaida ben zacha, makes no difference whether it's the guf or the shvach. If someone's going to ask Bezin what to do, we're going to say he put it out, shaloi b'reshus, lechatchila, you can go and take it. He has no taina to you. Vaitra zakta mishna. Hoifach es agol b'reshus harab. Now here's what happened. I took out the dung of my cattle to the reshus harab, and I was mafker it. Along comes someone else, and he says, maybe I can use this for fertilizer. He lifts it, and he wants to be zaycheh. He does a kinyan hagbah. Then he puts it down. V'huzak behen acher, and someone comes along and gets hurt. Chayiv ben iskai. The one who picked it up with the intent to be zaychet, he's now chayiv. So we have to learn from it that we have to be very careful what we want to acquire in life, because it automatically comes along with responsibilities. Okay, quickly chazring over what we learned. We learned that Yeshua ben Nun said that certain things you can't be makbid on, like during the time of Zevil, people were allowed to take out Zevil and leave it in the Rosh Hashanah. That helped to squash it and make it softer. And that's it. If by walking on it, it gets better, you can't stop it. However, even Yeshua made the condition in such a way that if someone gets hurt, you have to pay for the damages. Certain things you cannot take out, like tevin and kash. Even though my tevin and kash, my straw, my stubble, I would want to keep it on the Rosh Hashanah, because if enough people step on it, it'll turn into fertilizer. But this is hard. It's more shy for people to get hurt. So therefore, you never had Rosh Hashanah to take it out. And the Mela, if you do take it out, it's automatically hefker. Anyone can take it. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, not just the tevin and the kash. Same is true for the Zevel. Even though there's a big difference, the Zevel you had Rosh Hashanah to take out, but the mice, if someone gets hurt, you have to pay for it. It's explained over here that Etzim Tana Kama also holds that way. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel just wants to clarify it, that it's not just the Tevin and the Kash that he had no permission to put out. Not only there do we say that if someone gets hurt, you have to pay for it. Even the Zevel that he had Rosh Hashanah to put out, the mice, you're taking a chance. If someone gets hurt, you have to pay for it. Furthermore, said Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, this is the main chiddush, chalak kaidim behen zacha. If you left anything in the reshus haradim, shaloi bereshus, the din is hefker. Someone comes to ask us, what do? We tell them, take it. It's all yours. Whether it's the guf or whether it's the shvach, we explained according to the Tanna Kamma, if someone comes to ask us, we're going to tell them only to take the amount that it got better, but not the actual guf. Then we learned that if I put my galal out to the Rosh Hashanah, galal is the dung of the animal, someone else comes along and picks it up. Now when I put it down, I was mafkerit. After I was mafkerit, he comes along, picks it up to be kainet. Then he puts it down, someone comes and gets hurt, the second person's going to have to pay for it, because once he was kainet, he's responsible. And like we learned, that's why you have to be careful when you pick things up, especially on the street.